Hi, I am M. Santosh Kumari, your botany teacher. Welcome to Botany Learners. Today, I am here with an interesting topic from your first BSc Botany, that is, Origin of Life on Earth. The origin of life on the earth has been highly curious, most attracting as well as complicated thing for the biologists. Different theories and hypotheses were proposed to explain the origin of life on earth, of which the most accepted one is the theory of abiogenesis or the chemical evolution. This was suggested by Oparin and Haldane. This theory states that about 4 billion years ago, life originated in water abiogenetically, that is, from inanimate matter through a series of chemical reactions. To understand this, let's take a trip back in time about 4 billion years ago. In the beginning, the primitive earth was like a fiery spinning ball of hot gases and vapors of elements. Gradually, through hundreds of millions of years, the gases condensed into a molten core with different elements stratified according to their densities. The elements reacted with one another to form the first molecules. The energy needed for the formation of molecules came from the solar radiations, electric discharges, and the volcanic eruptions. The then atmosphere most likely contained water, methane, ammonia, and hydrogen, unlike our current atmosphere, which is mostly nitrogen and oxygen. That means there was reducing atmosphere. Now that we have an idea of what conditions that Earth might have at the time of origin of life on Earth, let us have a look at the steps or the main stages in which the life has originated from non-living things. The first step is the formation of simple organic compounds like purines, pyrimidines, amino acids, glycerol, fatty acids, etc. These simple organic compounds accumulated in the water bodies formed a hot dilute soup called the prebiotic soup or the primordial soup. The second step is that in this primordial soup, these small organic molecules join together to form larger molecules or complex organic compounds like nucleotides, polypeptides, proteins, nucleic acids, etc. The third step of the early life on Earth was the spontaneous aggregation of complex organic compounds into colloidal cell-like aggregates called proteobionts or coacervates. It happened approximately 3 billion years ago. The third step of early life on Earth was the spontaneous aggregation of complex organic compounds into colloidal cell-like aggregates called protobionts or coacervates. It happened approximately 3 billion years ago. Protobiont literally means early form of life. These coacervates are able to absorb proteins and other materials from the surroundings, which result in their growth as well as increase in their complexity. They were able to multiply by budding, fragmentation, and fission. On increasing the size, they started multiplying by budding, fragmentation, and fission. The next step in the origin of life is that these simple protobionts are the coacervates evolved to pass on the genetic information. In this process, some proteins by chance achieve the ability to act as enzymes. These enzymes started the synthesis of nucleic acids and also controlling the protein synthesis. And these nucleic acids took over the control of coacervates, and the genetic material RNA and DNA came into existence. With this, the coacervates turned into the first cell-like structure called the eubiont or the pre-cells. Probably occurred about 3,700 million years ago. And finally, a protein membrane was formed around the eubionts, forming the first recognizable living cell or the organism. These eubionts were perhaps similar to mycoplasma, which gave rise to the monerans and protists. The monera included prokaryotes like bacteria and cyanobacteria. Cyanobacteria were the first oxygenic and aerobic photoautotrophs. Due to this, oxygen started accumulating into the atmosphere. And these prokaryotes gradually modified into eukaryotes by developing a true nucleus, either by mutation or by symbiotic association of different prokaryotes. So, the first free living eukaryotes developed around 1.6 billion years ago. Later, many types of algae, fungi, protozoans, and other living organisms were developed. So, in this way, the life has originated on Earth. Hope you have understood and enjoyed the topic. Okay, we'll meet in the next class with a new topic. Happy learning!